to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Fans, welcome back to Saturday Night. We apologize for the confusion, but we do understand that world champion Ric Flair has called the production truck. He has been watching the program with all of us. We have Commissioner Nick Bockwinkel out here with us. We're going to attempt to patch Ric Flair in on the air to talk with you. But what about Vader? What are we going to do with this guy?
Vader, as far as I'm concerned, his conduct at the press conference cost him $25,000. And I'm telling you this right now, Vader and Harley Race, you're being fined again right now.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do believe that we do have Ric Flair on the line. Ric Flair, are you there? Rick?
Tony, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on with the Commissioner Nick Bockwinkel.
Mr. Bockwinkel, Ric Flair.
Go right ahead, Rick.
I have just witnessed, as most of the world has, another attempt by Vader to end a great wrestler's career. It goes like this. I don't care what it costs, what you have to do, what I have to do, to what length or what measures I have to take. I want back in Super Brawl, and I want back in now. Please.
Rick, you know the decision that's been made.
The decision that's been made. I know there's attorneys. I know there's an action committee involved in this. I don't care. I want back in. Vader has taken too many liberties. Not only with me, my family, but now with my friends. He is attempting to run rampant in this great company, and I want to put an end to it. If I don't put an end to it, I want him to put an end to me. I want to finalize this deal. It can't go any further. Please put me back in Super Brawl.
Rick, you put us on a spot, but I'm going to tell this to you right now. I will call an emergency meeting with the board, the attorneys, and the doctors. All I'm going to say is I will plead your case. I respect your fervor and your intensity and your feeling. I will call the emergency meeting.
Mr. Bockwinkel, if you have to make this match non-sanctioned, do what you have to do. I'll put the world title up on my own. Vader and I have got to settle this issue. I will pay his fines. I will do whatever it takes to make this match come true at Super Brawl. Please.
I will call this emergency meeting, and I promise you we will try and get you word before this show is over today.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go back to the ring, fans.
Tuesday night, May 14th, 2019, episode 594 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. I'm Double A, being joined, as always, Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And I'm sure we'll be joined by a plethora of others. If you want to call us, you can call us on Discord. Just add me. Rant EM Radio, hashtag 9233. And you can call in. We are going to discontinue our call-in number on Skype because, you know, since we're no longer using Skype and Skype decided to be difficult. But here we are. It's another Tuesday night. Lots to talk about. The NBA draft is going on. Or the draft lottery.
The draft lottery
is going on. Apparently, a lot of scandalous things are going on because it's the number one trend right now. So.
Yeah, because the New York Knicks didn't get the number one pick. Everybody.
Yeah, it's making everybody.
Oh, yeah. Got everybody in
a tizzy.
New York Tri-City area in a tizzy fit.
So,
was that the soundtrack to Walker that you decided to take a song from?
Is that a soundtrack of what?
From the movie Shocker.
No.
The 80s movie, you ever saw that movie Shocker?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh my God. It was like a version of Nightmare. The killer was a guy who,
boy, is Tony C robotic tonight?
Killing the fam.
You are really robotic. I'm going to see.
What about?
Hold on. Say something.
Something?
Much better.
Okay. But the premise of the movie was the guy was killing families. Then he got sentenced to the electric chair. And he started jumping through TV set to kill people. So it was kind of Freddy Krueger-esque. But you know how he would use nightmare.
Right.
The guy would use TV sets. So Peter Berg's in it. You know who Peter Berg is, right?
Remind me. Peter Berg is
Yellow.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hold on. I think Tony C is having some technical difficulties here today. Can you hear me, Tony C? Hold on. We're having some technical problems, folks. Bear with us. It seems that the internet is a little choppy here. Bear with us.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's apparently my internet connection is giving us some problems. So just bear with us, folks. All right. So anyways, Peter Berg, remind me.
He's the guy that did Friday Night Lights, The Rundown. I think he directed The Rundown. He was in The Great White, Terry Conklin. Remember?
I'm not a movie guy, so a lot of this stuff
You never saw The Great White Height?
Bits and pieces.
But you remember the white guy that was in it, right? That fought Damon Wayne?
Kind of.
Double A, are you sitting here telling me you don't know who Peter Berg is?
I'm sitting here telling you
Friday Night Lights lore.
That I played that song, Alice Cooper, No More Mr. Nice Guy, because I hear it so many damn times on Jim Cornette's show.
And that's the name of an episode of one of my favorite shows called Freddy's Nightmares. First episode of that show is called No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Wow.
Tell me you used to watch Freddy's Nightmares, right?
I've seen a few.
Oh my goodness, yo.
I don't know. I don't know. My.
You got VHS copies of Karate Kid Part 3, but you haven't seen. You don't remember Freddy's Nightmares, really?
What do you want me to tell you?
Some of this stuff was hit and miss for you, I bet. Now, what do you think about, did you see the trailer for Beverly Hills 90210?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that came out.
I forgot to send it to you. My apologies.
No, I've been too consumed this week and a lot of different things going on here. And I was
talking trash. I've been too consumed with Thunderlips pre-match promo for that charity fight.
That, and he broke kayfabe, because why would a heel be doing something for charity?
That's like Brock Lesnar taking a picture with somebody in the
airport. With a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah.
So
that was at the end of the fight. The event was
doesn't matter. He still broke kayfabe.
Oh my!
When he signed on the dotted line, he broke kayfabe. But I will say this: that was one of Hogan's better worked matches.
He nailed that leg drop, dude.
Yes, he nailed a few things actually. Very good. where's the promoter? How come he didn't issue a fine for attacking all those police men, the reporter, you know, all those people during the match? And we just played a promo at the start of the show where Nick Bockwinkel fined Vader two fines of $25,000 apiece. You know, for savagely attacking Ricky Steamboat and others.
Thunderlip played by his own rules. I wanted to tell you too. I meant to text you back earlier because you had texted me about Thunderlips.
Yeah,
I've been. I know you say you've been consumed by some things around the house. I've been, you know, taking it easy. I've been on a SummerSlam binge, and being on this binge has showed me why you really have a disdain for Phil Brooks.
Yep.
Because Philip Brooks had a high spot on the card in some of them pay-per-views. I just want to say that.
Yes, he did. Didn't deserve it.
He main evented one. 2009 and the other two, like 08 and 07, he was wrestling for the heavyweight title. So I don't know, man. Phil Brooks, I think he was feeling himself a little bit too much. I got a question for you too.
Ask.
How come from like 2006 to about 2009, Randy Orton was always getting either the WWE champion or getting the WWE title shot?
At SummerSlam?
At SummerSlam.
Well, that must be Orton season.
Because, I mean, now looking back, 2004, he won the title.
Yeah.
I think 07, he was fighting for the title.
Yeah.
08, he was the champion. He ended up cashing in at becoming the champion again.
Yeah,
at
like SummerSlam. At 2013, I think.
13, right?
So.
I mean, going back and watching some of these SummerSlams, I started back in like the 90s and moving on up, man. It's some obscure storylines. You'll be like, what the hell was Vince thinking about this? I mean, he got molested by Mae Young backstage.
Yeah, but I'm sure he enjoyed that.
And a lot of people probably forget about this match. In 2009, John Cena fought Batista for the first time ever. And Batista beat him.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people don't remember that one. I forgot all about it. I knew they fought, but I forgot about who. And Triple H and the Great Khali, you remember that storyline?
Yes, I do. I most.
And you didn't answer my question. I text you and Lee about Ezekiel Jackson and Titus O'Neil.
They are not the same person.
If they're not the same person, have they ever been seen in the same place at the same time? I need proof.
No, because they were different eras.
No, they'll yes. arrive about the same time.
No, because Ezekiel Jackson was the ECW champion.
Eventually,
when,
yeah.
When ECW went under, okay, he was the final champion. And then Titus O'Neil came in season 2 of the original NXT, which was like almost a year later.
Okay, he was just, I might buy it a little bit. I still need to see them in the same place at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe Ezekiel Jackson will come back.
Anytime you watch the pay-per-view with the Nexus on it, and you wonder whatever the hell happened to that story.
What happened to that? What happened to the core? Johnson. What happened to all those factions that Wade Barrett was a part of?
See him, Paul. No, or was it Johnson and Randy Orton?
Who, that the Nexus feuded with?
The best one was the core.
Yeah, the core. I like the core.
The best one was the core. I want to make money that out.
Hold on, let me see here. I like the core, you know?
Double A, do you remember that season when Sheamus was WWE champion? What you thought about that?
What was that?
I say, do you remember that season when Sheamus was...
Yes, I do. Sheamus was WWE champion for a while, actually. He defeated... who did he defeat? John Cena first, and that was in 2000. What was it? 9. So yeah, I remember all that. You there, Tony? We're having some problems tonight, folks. So just bear with us. I don't know, understand what's going on with the connections today. Why it's doing this. There we go. I can hear you now, Tony.
Okay. I was asking, do you remember that time of the in our life that Sheamus was the number one man in the industry?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because he was a rookie when he won the title. I was there the night he won the title from Daniel Bryan. So...
I'm talking about the WWE champion.
Yeah, that was in 2009.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're talking about the second time.
No, that's the first time.
That happened first?
Yeah. Oh, where he won the TLC match? Yeah. That's the first one.
He beat Cena, yeah. He beat Cena in the table match, yeah. So, and then he put Triple H out.
At WrestleMania.
Yep. 26.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh my God,
Joe. Oh man. But that was that was Triple H's first like hand pick
guy.
So true. That's why that happened. So we'll see.
This is Shane Ray Crosser.
Oh man, we haven't heard that in a while. Hold on, let's see.
Too many lines.
It's a shameful thing. Lost your head. A careless man who winds up dead. You'll wear your sin like some kind of prize. Too many lies. Too many.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh my God! And you want to talk about people breaking kayfabe? What about the heels that was that would go to SummerSlam Access to sign autographs? That's breaking kayfabe, right?
Of course, but there is no kayfabe in 2019.
I'm talking about it was in 2007, 2006.
That the kayfabe was gone at that point.
Right, gotcha.
It was gone.
I miss JBL as a world heavyweight champion.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What about The Undertaker popping up at the end of SummerSlam pay-per-views?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Some of them storylines were so cheesy. Batista and Cena was the tag team champions for a week.
There's been a lot of cheesy things that have happened in the last 10 years. You know?
And we're coming up on the 32nd annual SummerSlam.
Yep. 32nd annual. 30th anniversary, by the way, of the SummerSlam 89 incident with Mean Gene. You know?
And Double A, I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I know you're going to talk about this hot card for the Saudi Arabia show.
Oh, I will.
The Ultimate Warrior. Fuck it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, Joe. Yeah, but that, okay. Not the backtrack, but I'm going to do it anyway. So the premise of Beverly Hills 90210 is they're going to follow them around in production of.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a reality show. I don't get it.
Me either.
When we read the thing about what it would be, it didn't sound right, but. I don't know. They're bringing so much stuff back.
Leaves a lot to be.
I mean, we didn't talk about on the air when they're going to bring back All in the Family and the Jeffersons for one night only. We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about. I think we actually let's touch on that. Did we? What's your thoughts on Jamie Foxx playing George Jefferson and Wanda Sykes playing Louise? George Jefferson and Wanda Sykes is Louise.
One night only. Like it's ECW.
Because Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei are supposed to be Archie and Edith.
So Billy Ho is playing Archie Bunker, really?
Okay. Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, I don't guess. I don't get a one night reunion though, or one night revamp.
I think they testing it to see what. I think if they do good numbers, they'll bring it.
By the way, Money in the Bank this Sunday live from Hartford, Connecticut. All right, just had to say that.
Home of Double A WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't know if they would bring it back as a full time show because could you imagine? Do you think that Wanda Sykes and Jamie Foxx would have full time gigs as George and Louise Jefferson? And is the show going to be set? I mean, obviously, I guess the show's going to have to be set in the 70s.
It's got to be present day, yeah. I think it's going to be set in the present.
I don't know, man.
They can't bring that show back and it still be set in the 70s, man. Come on, man.
We're going to have to see what happens. Now.
It makes no sense. That's like, okay, they talking about doing a Martin reboot.
Yeah, but we've been talking about that for a while, though.
But I'm saying they can't I'm saying that to say they can't bring Martin back and set it in the 90s.
No, of course not. But what's the point of doing Archie and Edith Bunker in 2019? They would be dead by this point.
Okay, they might be. I understand that answer.
The same with George and Louise. The only one alive from the Jeffersons is Florence.
Yes, she is.
She's the only one alive. But anyways, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Now, I want to hear your take on this, because I don't know if you know that the TV upfronts are this week. So the TV networks are in New York City giving the various upfronts, and tomorrow are the upfronts for Warner Media, which we're going to talk about the Warner Media upfronts in a little bit. But today there was an upfront that got everybody's attention. And that was the announcement that came during the Disney upfronts. Disney has acquired complete control of Hulu and is currently drafting the paperwork for the eventual purchase in its entirety of the service. So effective immediately, Disney, that mouse, controls Hulu 100%. What do you think about that, Tony C?
Well, that's just another place to hide stuff that he don't want on Netflix. And
because
Disney.
NBC held a majority stake in Hulu. And they sold their stake to Disney. And now NBC Universal is going to start. It's not going to be overnight, but it's going to be over the course of the next couple of years, pulling all their programming off Hulu. Meaning, you're not going to be able to watch a lot of those NBC shows that are currently there, you know, the older shows, you're not going to be able to watch it on Hulu. Like Saved by the Bell, for example. It'll be off Hulu.
Didn't I hear that NBC is starting their own streaming
service? Yeah, but it's a free service with ads.
Oh, it's one of those.
So,
hey, as long as they don't mess with the have and the have nots on Hulu and all my own shows, am I still going to be able to find those on Hulu?
I don't know.
That mouse ain't going to just turn it into Disney all 24/7, because they already got a streaming service for that.
But they may add things on there that I don't know. Because, you know, they have Disney has other divisions and things like that that maybe doesn't suited for Disney Plus.
But whatever they try to take away, I believe Amazon going to go get. Jeff Bezos don't mind having everything on Prime, boy. I think that's how it's going to go.
Now, tomorrow,
whatever leaves, it'll probably show up on Prime.
Now, tomorrow, the Warner Media upfronts are going to happen from Madison Square Garden. And it is there where AEW is scheduled to announce that they will have a wrestling program Tuesday nights on TNT beginning in the fall.
What are they going to call it? Nitro?
I don't know, but
Who are the announcers again?
Jim Ross and somebody else. It's not going to be Mike Tanae. But
Scott Hudson?
No. I don't know. I don't know. They've hired a lot of WWE personnel and a lot of WCW ex personnel to help do the production side of things. Justin Roberts is going to be the ring announcer. So,
isn't that a rated R superstar?
No, that's Tony Chimmel.
Oh,
Justin Roberts is the guy that goes, John Cena! And he goes, The Undertaker! He's that guy.
I guess Justin Roberts.
Let me see here. Do I have a Justin Roberts drop?
That's what we got going on. Okay.
So yeah, they're gonna bring in Justin Roberts, and what else are they doing? We're having some technical problems here, folks. Can't stand this nonsense. Hold on. I know Tony C can't hear me, so bear with me. What is going on here? Why are we having such problems today? We may actually end this show early today, folks, because of this issue. Hold on. Bear with me. There we go. Tony C?
I'm back.
You're back. I don't know what's going on here, why I'm having such issues with the thing here, but where was I with this Justin Roberts thing?
Are you ready?
No.
And it's from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, weighing 227 pounds.
Here we go.
Introducing first, the challenger from Death Valley, weighing 299 pounds, the Undertaker!
Him.
God, that guy.
I don't got an issue with Justin Roberts. He ain't no David Penzer, but it is what it is. So, yeah, wrestling's returning to TNT. Turner Network Television.
Thunder in Paradise come on after that episode of AEW.
And it was announced at the Fox upfronts on Monday that SmackDown will air live on Fridays from 8 to 10.
That's right.
So
it's already going Friday so night.
They're going to make They're going to make Fridays must-see TV, though.
But during the fall,
now that it's going to be live, that's what's going to happen. Taped, it'd be a little difficult to get an audience. Live, yeah.
Well, Friday night is in Florida. It's kind of tough. You know, that's high school football night in fall. So
I know. We'll see. And then there's even talk of a third hour airing on FS1. But we'll see. We'll see. Let's get there first, okay? You know, one thing at a time. Baby steps, folks. Baby steps.
That's right.
Let me see, what other news do we have here wrestling-wise that we got to touch on here? Have you been following the Lars Sullivan story?
I heard a little something that he got a little racist in.
He was a lot racist back in the old days.
A lot racist. Okay.
And WWE took action. Very old school about WWE. WWE took action and fined Lars Sullivan $100,000.
That's a savage fine.
And as Mean Gene would say, and he won't be picking up any more dinner checks.
That is a savage fine. He jumped on somebody from management.
Oh man, he might as well have. I mean, my goodness. Let me see here. Hold on. I want to find something here to play. 6/9/97, I guess. Oh yeah, here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with video executives. What's got to be primary?
Well, Gene, 1 week ago.
How are you, by the way?
I had my bell run pretty good, and it wasn't the first time, but I certainly hope it's the last time. But you know me long enough and well enough to know that as long as I'm in a position of authority with World Championship Wrestling, there's no way that I could let more than a week go by without holding Macho Man Randy Savage accountable for his actions 1 week ago.
As far as I'm concerned, James, it could not come soon enough. It has to happen.
Well, there's a couple ways that the executive committee could have looked at this. First of all, a fine, I think, was in order. And if Major League Baseball could fine Albert Bell $5,000 for an obscene gesture, I feel that my recommendation to the committee of a fine to Macho Man Randy Savage of $50,000 was appropriate.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. He'll never pick up another dinner check.
And I'm very happy that the...
That's all I wanted to play.
Yeah, 100 G's and probably some backstage heat.
Backstage heat. And this is 100 G's for a guy that's been on the main roster long enough to have a cup of coffee. To barely have a cup of coffee. So who knows if he even has 100 G's.
That's true.
That's what we call, in the legal field, folks, is they're probably going to garnish his wages.
Yeah, they're going to be garnishing them wages.
Oh, boy. Here's Lars. He's about to have an interview with Kayla Braxton. Boy, oh, boy. Burly looking guy.
How long before she gets sullied and knocked up by one of them wrestlers?
I'm going to tell you something. I saw Renee Young last night. Granted, Raw was taped, but still, taped or live, sometimes there are things you just can't hide. And I believe Dean Renee's has broken pregnant. Renee. I have a feeling Renee's carrying child. She's with child, folks, I believe. And I don't want to start that rumor, but there used to be a saying that we used to... say when somebody put on a little weight, and we used to say that that person's a little fat in the ass, and I'm not saying that that's the case with Renee, but Renee doesn't look as skinny as she used to be. Now, of course,
them hips spreading like rumors.
Now, of course, that could be that she's eating a lot because she's now a single income family, but you never know. You never know.
Where's Charlie been though, lady? She's still
Charlie was on Raw last night.
Oh, she was. I didn't see everything.
Yeah, she was on Raw last night. She interviewed, I forgot who she interviewed.
Molly Carey better watch herself. Charlotte coming for that spot.
Now, I have not seen what Charlie does on ESPN, but...
She hosted First Take.
No, but like I have not seen her work, is what I'm saying.
Well, she held it down. If Jalen Rose knocks up Molly Corum or whatever, Molly Rose, and Charlie get that seat long enough, she might not get it back.
And, of course, Charlie Caruso also co-hosts This Week in WWE on the WWE Network with Scott Stanford, for those keeping score. So, yeah. All right, let me see what else is going on wrestling-wise here.
Double A, before we get talking wrestling, can I mention one thing that happened in the world of pop culture? I don't know if you paid any attention.
Go ahead.
I'm going on a little rant about Steph Curry.
And of course, this happens. He wants to go.
Did you hear about what she said?
Hold on, Tony, because we're having some technical problems here. So hold on. Again, the feed went out. So just bear with us, folks. And for those of you listening on tape, just bear with us. I don't know what the hell is going on today. Let's play back a little bit of that James J. Dillon promo.
That my recommendation to the committee of a fine to Macho Man Randy Savage of $50,000 was appropriate.
Agree with that wholeheartedly. He'll never pick up another dinner check.
Okay. That's all I wanted to play. I don't know what's going on with the feed, folks. If this continues on, we'll probably wrap it up around 10:30. But I'm trying, folks. Bear with me. Let's play some music, shall we? Where's some music? Here we go. No. Come on. We got to play this with something else. Play with this.
A king is born. I told you before. A king is born.
Tony C, you there? I believe Tony C is there now. Tony C.
I can hear you now.
Okay, so now you were talking about Steph Curry.
Yeah, did you hear about what his wife popped off and said in the press?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. It had the internet world a buzz. Almost as, you know, as bad as what people said about Meghan Markle. And I know you got a kick out of all that.
I mean, we said some things ourselves, but.
Well, other people took it to a whole nother level. Well, that's neither here nor there. She had the nerve to say that she don't get a lot of attention from people like her husband does for groupies or what, male. People sliding in her DMs and stuff. Basically, she wanted to be a harlot. You know what I'm saying?
She wants to be a harlot? Is that what you said?
Pretty much. She wants to be an Instagram hoe. She wants people to thirst after her. What if your wife came to you and said, I love you, but you being such an internet personality, you know, I just want some men to clamor after me. Like how you have fans, I want to have fans.
I host a wrestling show, Tony C. I don't think she wants these fans.
But I'm saying she might want somebody to slide in. Is she on Instagram and Facebook and all that?
She is. But
she want people sliding her DM.
Listen, if anybody from here slides in on her DMs, she'll be creeped out. So,
but I'm just saying.
Now, if I was hosting, you know, SmackDown, for example, if I was the lead announcer, if I was Tom Phillips, okay. And I, you know, she was my wife, and I had all these people sending me messages on Instagram and things like that. Then I would understand maybe she said, okay, but because Tom Phillips is a young guy, he's not unhandsome, so he could generate some attention that way from some groupies. at that point, okay. But I host a wrestling show where we talk about the behind-the-scenes stuff. My groupies are all guys that are still in the basement trying to figure out why they can't get their NS, their NES system working, you know?
Well, what if you did, you know, have that lore, and then your wife can't even say, you know what, double, I'm jealous.
I would be like,
you're doing all these holes.
I tell her there's nothing to be jealous about, because the groupies I've had here over the last 13 years, trust me, the last 12 years have not been, I would not have wanted, listen, okay, listen to the people that have called into this show that were, what's the word I want to use, that were addicted to this show, addicted to being a part of the show. I've had the Swaxes, the Miss Destinies. I've had the litany of people that were addicted to this program. They were a groupie. They tracked me down on Skype and Facebook and sent me all sorts of messages at all sorts of hours. I can't tell you how many messages me and Surfer received at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning from Swax or Miss Destiny. 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. No, Surfer. Or Tony C, no. I don't think I have anything to worry about.
Well, I'm just saying, man. That had the internet on fire for her to have the nerve and audacity to be his wife and be saying, well, there's, you know, there's crazy
some,
like,
there's some people that are attention whores. You know?
Yeah. I can imagine, what if, you know, back in 1996, if, what's Hogan's wife's name? What was it?
At the time, Linda.
Linda.
Well, she sort
See,
of...
you know what?
She sort of was an attention whore.
Or what if Linda McMahon said, Vince, you know, I'm tired of you getting all the credit for putting WWE on the map. I want my name on WrestleMania.
Well, she did run The Office.
I mean, she let Stone Cold run The Office, but, you know. See, they gave up.
By the way, we've got some reaction from Knicks fans when the announcement of when the Lakers got their pick.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles.
Yeah! And then they get their third pick.
Because they thought they was getting the number one pick. That's why they were at the right now.
They were upset. Anyways.
But they got the pick right after the Lakers. That's the funny part, though.
Let me see here. Let me see if there's any.
I know you've heard some hot wrestling rumors this week, because I know I've seen a couple.
Of course I have.
In the last 7 days.
Of course I have. Biggie. Big E jokes about being out of action until 2022 or 2023. And Billy Graham, he took a bite, he took a nibble at the hook and actually believed it. And said, good riddance.
Wow.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Billy Graham just needs to go away. You know, they just need to go away. Here's an interesting little thing here. We talked about the XFL last week.
Who's
Oh, we'll talk about this. This was two big stories that came out, confirmed by the WWE yesterday. The first being that WWE announced to the world, because Seth Rollins did it first, announced to the world that Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are an item.
And how long before he knock her up?
Those belts won't be able to. She's going to have to. she's going to have to clip the ends together to make one big belt to fit around her pregnant belly. Give it time, folks. Just give it time. It happens.
Really, same as they had on a mask.
I guess people thought El Generico was back for a second.
Speaking of people in masks, what about the person who, if they win one more match?
Oh, can we talk? Let's talk about that, because that is an absolute tragedy. Tragedy befell the world of wrestling this past week when in England, while working a lucha show, Silver King suffered what is believed to be a heart attack in the ring and actually passed away. Silver King, of course, one of the big mainstay luchadors at WCW for years. And, you know, Chris Jericho immortalized him by saying to the world that if he just won 12 more matches, he would be upgraded to Golden King. So that is just, that's a sad story that came out this past week about Silver King.
Yeah.
Really sad, because it's just another tragedy. It's actually two tragedies. Doris Day died, but I think the sadder of the two is the one that came out today. I was a big Tim Conway fan. Tim Conway passed away today.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Tim Conway is? Tim Conway was on the Carol Burnett Show, but you may remember him, Tony C, from Dwarf Goes Fishing.
No.
You'd have never seen those commercials? Dwarf Goes Fishing, Dwarf Goes Hunting, things like that?
Nope.
Oh, my God. He is one of the funniest.
Hold on, Double A.
He is one of the funniest human beings on the planet, or was. Just a comedic genius that he was.
Wait a minute.
When Surfer gets on here, he'll tell you that he'll agree with me in that Tim Conway was just a comedic genius.
So you giving me grief because I didn't know who Tim Conway is.
I'm not giving
you. Don't know who Peter Berg is.
Well, you gave me grief. I gotta give it back. I gotta give it back to you a little bit.
Peter Berg is way more modern than Tim Conway. Come on, man.
Okay, you got me there, but still, you know.
I get what you're saying, but
now,
oh my Lord!
Now the shocker, the shocking story, of course, was announced yesterday, and the world doesn't know how to process this.
Oh, you're talking about what's going to happen in Saudi Arabia?
On June 7th, The Undertaker will go one-on-one with Goldberg. I got to tell you, that money and that Saudi Arabia money must be plentiful and very useful.
Fruitful.
My goodness. Goldberg versus The Undertaker. I guess we could take the over-under right now and ask how long that match will go. Because that's going to be a spectacle. And then there's a 50-man Royal Rumble match that'll happen on that same night. But the main thing that we're taking out of there is that it's going to be Goldberg versus The Undertaker, Triple H versus Randy Orton. There's a few other matches that'll be happening also, but Tony C.
Yeah.
And
you cut out for a second.
No, I mean, it's just going to be a spectacle. Triple H versus Randy Orton. 50-man Royal Rumble circa, match.
Circa 2008.
Yeah, and then Triple H or Goldberg versus The Undertaker. This will happen Friday, June 7th from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Now, are there going to be storylines building up to these matches?
I would have to think so, but when are those storylines going to start being built? I have no clue. With Money in the Bank this coming Sunday, I would assume this coming Monday night on Raw, we're going to start seeing those storylines, because from Monday night to June 7th is only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
Randy Orton got to get thrown out his front window again.
We'll also see, in action will also be Brock Lesnar.
He gonna face preliminary.
Maybe Brock will be in the Royal Rumble match.
Oh my God! For real, yo.
Why not?
Brock ain't been in Royal Rumble since what, 2003. The real one?
The real one.
He was in the real one the time before he fought Goldberg. Remember?
No, he wasn't. When he fought Goldberg,
yes,
no, he wasn't.
Right, them jumped on him.
No, because he was in... Because he
Double
was,
A, yes, he was.
He was not in the 2004 Royal Rumble because he was already...
No,
the
no, no, not four, not four. I said 15.
Oh, he was in the 2015 Royal... You're right, he was in the 2015 Royal Rumble. Or 16, or whatever year it was.
16, one of them.
Yeah, you're right. I take that back.
Yeah, because 04 he fought...
Bob Holly.
I watched that Royal Rumble last week.
Oh, man.
Talking about obscure title, man. Obscure title match.
Not to mention an obscure title match, but an obscure title match on pay-per-view. You know, it's like at No Way Out when it was Jerry Lawler versus The Miz for the WWE title. Obscure. That's what that is. And of course, we lost the connection again. As soon as I get Tony C back, I think we're going to call this a day. Oh man, too funny. But yeah, it will be Goldberg versus The Undertaker in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Unbelievable. One of those things I thought we never would see and hoped we wouldn't, but unfortunately we're not going to be able to skate around that. So, oh my goodness. Don't worry, folks. Oh, now the internet's out completely. How about that? All right. Tony C, you back? Hold on. He's not back yet. He's coming back here. No. There we go. Tony C? Tony C. All right, he's not back yet. All right, we're real quickly. What I'll do is while we get Tony C back on the horn, let me go here. And let me see. Do we have a theme song for Money in the Bank? Let me look.
I'm back with you.
Oh, you're back?
Money!
No, that's not the theme song. Hold on. That's not the theme song either. All right, well, we'll see what the theme song is, plus new theme song. Hold on.
Two title.
Okay, well, anyways. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting in Jeddah on June 7th, Tony C.
Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble.
Unbelievable.
So, have you heard the rumor that who's supposed to come back and save the WWE's rating?
No, I have not. Enlighten me. Before the
internet. At SummerSlam.
Before the internet goes out again. Oh, is it that? Is it that the WWE is interested in bringing in Phil Brooks?
Well, that I heard that I read that too, but it's somebody who you know somebody on this is normally on this show is clamoring for
some John Cena.
Nope.
The Rock.
Yep.
We don't need The Rock.
Well, that ain't what Vince think.
There's a lot of things we don't need. We don't need Vince of control.
The rumor is that he gonna come in after Money in the Bank because KO. If KO wins the title Sunday, that means they're going with it. Double A. So just keep that in mind. If Kevin Owens wins that title, that means The Rock and Kevin Owens at SummerSlam for The Rock to
that is ridiculous.
Drop the title to the guy that you hate that they keep saying he's the survivor.
I can't stand that they keep reminding us that Roman Reigns is a cancer survivor. We got the point. The man defeated leukemia. Yeah. Move on to something else.
Got a hammer on.
Good Lord.
You gonna understand that Booming, you cannot be against Booming ever again.
Sure.
Because even if you try, they're going to break up the fact that he beat leukemia. So how can you boo somebody who beat leukemia? You said that.
Yeah, but you apparently they keep this up and it ain't going to last.
Hey, man. Fox has said they want to see Booming. They want to be all Booming all the time. So get used to it. Booming is part of the deal. And when's Ronda coming back? She's due back in the fall, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Becky's going to drop the belt, right?
I think Becky's going to drop at least a belt. I don't know if she's going to drop both belts.
No, she ain't going to drop them until Vince find out that there's a little Rollins on his way.
No.
See, that's the thing with these divas and these women in the industry, and they becoming tied up with these guys.
They get pregnant.
Eventually, somebody gonna slip up.
Exactly. You can't do with a guy. That doesn't happen, unfortunately. You know, with a guy, you're pretty guaranteed that over the course of a calendar year, he's not gonna get pregnant. A woman, on the other hand, different story.
Yep, and all it can be is an injury. That can take them. But what happens with Becky? If Becky, they got Becky slated the main event WrestleMania next year, and then all of a sudden, whoop!
Oops! I'll be 6 months pregnant by then.
Or. What if Andrade's get Charlotte?
Listen, it could happen to Charlotte, Selena Vega, Becky.
She's not a wrestler, though.
Selena, yeah. She wrestles here and there.
But I'm talking about, like, in the main event spot.
I mean, when it... That, I don't know. Tier. I don't know if JoJo's going to want to come back to work. So Mike Rome... You're lucky. You got a promotion unexpectedly, just because Bray Wyatt couldn't keep it in his pants.
By default.
By default, exactly.
I never saw a woman or Liz miss pay per views because of pregnancies. They were always there.
It didn't happen, right? It never happened.
In the heyday.
I can't remember a time when woman or Miss Elizabeth was pregnant.
Me either. Sister Sherry either.
Sister Sherry is another one. It's going to be interesting, though, to see this. If you haven't been watching the Dark Side of the Ring series, this week's episode is on the Fabulous Moolah. And how she used to pimp out the girls.
So what about this table for three? I saw a snippet of
the wives.
Now?
Yes. Yes, I haven't seen it because it involves Rebbe Sky.
Okay. That's why you ain't watched it. Makes sense. But Orton's wife is on there, right?
Yes. Orton, Rebbe Sky, and somebody else is on there.
Wow.
Anyways, let's real quickly.
But I'm just saying, Vince, you may need to start implementing a little no fraternization rule.
Don't be fraternizing in my locker room.
For real. You know, Alexa Bliss called off her and gave her the deuce she was.
To Buddy that. Murphy.
Yeah, that done daughter. He probably called winning a Braun Strowman in.
Well.
You know, Braun Strowman probably hit that. That's a girlfriend.
Well, he probably found out when it went in a little too easy. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Too funny. Anyways. Money in the Bank this Sunday, live on pay-per-view from where, Tony C?
The site of AA favorite WrestleMania, WrestleMania 11, Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut. Oh my God, 10 matches on the card. They go a little something like this. WWE Cruiserweight title is on the line. The champion, Tony Nese, defends his title against Arya Daivari. That match courtesy of 205 Live. The United States Heavyweight Championship is on the line when Rey Mysterio goes one-on-one against the champion, Samoa Joe. Of course, The Miz will face Shane McMahon inside the confines of a steel cage. I love me a good old-fashioned steel cage match. Kofi Kingston defends the WWE Championship against Kevin Owens. The first of two matches for Becky Lynch will consist of her defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair, and her second match is where she'll defend the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans. Of course, Roman Reigns will go one-on-one against his arch-nemesis, at least for the time being, Elias. Money in the Bank ladder match on the women's side will feature four competitors from Raw, four from SmackDown, and they go something like this. Natalya, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, and Carmella. Same applies on the men's side, four from Raw, four from SmackDown. Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton. And in your main event, a singles match for the Universal Championship. Your challenger is AJ Styles. Your champion is Seth Rollins. Who will go out on top? Who's going to go to Jeddah as the Universal Champion? We'll find out this Sunday live on pay-per-view from Hartford, Connecticut. And the XL Center.
So the question.
Yes.
Is that Eddie Guerrero's son that's coming out, Rey Mysterio?
You've said that already a few times, but sure, we'll go along with that.
I mean, they did have a custody on the pole match, right?
Yes, they did.
At what event? SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, another SummerSlam.
Listen. They saving all these, they doing all these matches for Saudi Arabia. They need to get something on the board for SummerSlam. Goldberg and Taker, they're going to do a return match at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah. Hell in a Cell match.
I mean, we got to do something, yo. Why don't the King of Saudi Arabia like Batista? Why he don't call and say, I need Batista on the card?
Well, Batista
too.
Retired. But I guess if the money's right.
Goldberg retired too.
Not officially.
I guess.
Not officially.
That money ain't getting them come out of retirement. Did you see that internet post that said Hogan's dream match is now?
Go ahead.
John Cena.
Oh God. Hogan is what, 60 years old? John.
With all kind of back issues.
Yeah, and John is kind of happy hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
So. And filling in on Ellen and. Doing whatever he's doing.
He does the Today Show nonstop. And why don't they send John Cena out to do some actual reporting? And now we're going to go to our White House correspondent, John Cena. You know,
working for CNN.
Jeez, or MSNBC or one of those things. You know,
Mr. President. And can I say something about that guy? The day he was walking to that dang helicopter, and that chopper almost blew that squirrel off his head, man. They better quit doing that mess, yo. That thing ain't pinned down all the video. And when it fly, finally fly off.
That's a joke that I think that's an ongoing... that's just a joke I think that's that they enjoy doing. And he just hasn't caught on yet.
I mean, they love catching him right when that thing it just the top part just be about like double. I swear, it's like when you put the piece of that paper on your burger and the wind, and it just blows your paper off the burger.
Exactly.
They already let him walk up the damn thing with the piece.
It's a napkin on a picnic table, you know.
That's what I'm saying. When did this dude go understand, bro? They love making a fool out of you, yo.
He's not going to. He took credit for the Boston Red Sox having a winning streak recently.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not.
Cause all the,
yeah, because they showed up there.
Because all the other people. Oh my God, yo. I couldn't be that self-absorbed, yo. Because eventually it's going to happen. That damn chopper, they were, it's, like right now, the helicopter be on about six to seven. One day it's going to come out, it's going to be catching on 10, and it'll, whoo!
It's like that scene in Tommy Boy.
Exactly. What the hell? MSNBC, CNN, go
play it nonstop. Yeah.
Oh my God!
And Anderson Cooper will start laughing with that effeminate laugh that he has, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way. But Anderson Cooper, we've played Anderson Cooper laughing before, and it's very.
Wolf Blitz is gonna laugh. That's the day Wolf gonna crack a smile. Oh my goodness, yo.
Sorry, this has actually never happened to me. You always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think
you actually. That sounds like a broad.
Alright. Sorry, alright. Alright, I have to.
Let me rewind that a little bit.
Tip part two. I know you got it, but Sorry.
Yeah. There you go, Tony C. Even Wolf.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a video of Wolf Blitzer telling Anderson to stop giggling. So.
And I bet his Wolf sounded like an old Jewish dude.
An old fuddy-duddy. Let me see here if we can hold on.
Time now for The Ridiculous. And tonight we offer the ridiculous tips to get in shape for summer. It's, of course, called Prancercise. Prancercise is described as a springy, rhythmic way of moving forward, similar to a horse's gait, and ideally
Hold on, Anderson. I'm sure we're all on the edge of our seats. We're waiting to hear your take on that Prancercise video, but I think that could wait until tomorrow. Since today is your birthday, Anderson, I'm officially taking over The Ridiculous.
Oh.
So you can just sit back and relax, enjoy, let the viewers at home, they can see us side by side. They can decide, by the way, who's more of a dreamboat. Would that be you or me? And I thought I'd like to take this opportunity, Anderson, on the occasion of your birthday, to offer you some tips on aging gracefully as a news anchor. Since, as you know, I have a few years, not many, but a few years on you. So here's the question. Should we get started?
You go right ahead, sir.
All right. You seem to have your workout program down, as anyone who has seen you in a T-shirt can attest. You don't need any advice from me on that. Whatever you're doing, just keep it up. No background check necessary at that gun show, by the way. Yeah. But there are a few areas in which I think I can be of some assistance. As you get older, Anderson, you're going to have to stop getting into fistfights. I personally was shocked. A lot of our viewers around the world, they were shocked to see this a few weeks ago on SNL, which I assume is a news program. Watch this.
Anderson Cooper, 360.
Well, anyways,
as you,
this is Wolf giving tips, but yeah, he tells him to stop giggling at some point. I don't know, Tony C.
Wolf Blitzer.
Well. Let me see. Is there any other wrestling news that we can touch on here before the internet goes out again? I think we've covered all the big. I think we've covered all the big stories. And
so, AA, you're not going to be excited for The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 36 for the WWE title?
No, I'm going to be pissing my pants.
We know we definitely ain't got to worry about you going in.
Look at this. Surfer just now messages me, are you guys live? No, Surfer, we're on tape. We're on Memorex.
Tape delay. We on tape.
We are live, Surfer. I know the feed says otherwise, but we are live.
We on tape delay. Me and AA recorded this afternoon.
Yeah. We recorded this 2 weeks ago.
Getting ready just for this night.
And let me see here. Let me see if I bring this fool in. Let me see here. Where is it? Silver Surfer. There we go. Tony, see you there? Oh, wait. It's connecting. How lovely. Oh, man. See, the internet was working before Surfer called me. So, hold on. Hold on, folks. I should keep music ready to go, right? Just in case.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I let you love what I thought it was money.
You came. By the way, the pay-per-view coming up in the month of June is called what is it called?
Great balls of fire.
It's called Grounded or something like that. WWE What the hell is that pay-per-view in June called? WWE June PPV is called... let's see here. I'm still waiting for this thing to connect. Hopefully it connects in a minute. Stomping Grounds. WWE Stomping Grounds. So, all right. Well, it seems that we're having some problems now. Now I can't. I don't know if we can get them on here. Let me see here. Let's see here, folks. That. Why is it just saying connecting? Alright, let's try this again. Let's see if it'll let me connect. If not, we'll just call it a night. Yeah, it's not letting me connect. Alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to call it a night and then just... that's it. If you are listening to us live, we're going to rebroadcast the Shiny Wizards from earlier tonight. And, of course, we'll be back here next Tuesday, hopefully, assuming that the work in the studio is nearing completion. If we're not, we'll alert everybody on Facebook and Twitter and things like that that we will not be live. So stick around. Rebroadcast of the Shiny Wizards is coming up next. Let's see if this works. All right, so I'm able to get you in that way. Hold on.
And I can finally hear you.
Well, hold on, because let me see here. There we go. Now, Tony C., are you there? Tony C.
Here I am.
Surfer. Surfer. See? Now, we can't hear Surfer. Surfer, pull it out and put it back in.
Put some more money in that payphone.
Come on, Surfer. I don't want to talk to you. I've added you to this call. This fool don't know. All right, well... Let's remove from the group, and we'll add Surfer. Let's see if this works. You there, Surfer?
Yes.
You there, Tony C?
Yep.
Okay, well, Surfer, we're not live. We're on Memorex, so...
No, I mean...
So you're listening to it. You're listening to us, but we taped this 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm looking at the date. That's why I was making sure, because I know you said you might not be able to do a show tonight.
We're having technical problems, Surfer.
No, I mean, you said you might have to do something where you couldn't do a show.
We're having technical problems, Surfer.
I hear you.
Well, what movie did Surfer see tonight?
John Wick 3.
Was it worth your time?
Oh, yeah. It delivered.
Delivered what?
On the action, on the gore.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You haven't seen the other two John Wicks?
I don't give a damn about John Wick.
I know you've seen him, Tony C.
Nope.
You don't?
Hell no. I only know who John Wick is.
Keanu Reeves. Michael Vick.
Not Vic. Wick.
Like Candle Wick.
No, like Candle Wick. Yeah. I ain't into that franchise.
All right. Now watch this, Tony C. Are you upset, Surfer, that Tim Conway died?
It's sad, but I thought he was a lot older than 85.
Well, at least At least you're not in mourning. Anyways.
He's not the only one to die today, right?
No, Doris Day died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Silver King died over the weekend.
Some other celebrity died. Somebody mentioned it to me earlier.
Yeah. Surfer King believe Double A doesn't know who Peter Berg is.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
I know, right?
Peter Berg is kind of
big
the director's name. Michael Bay Light.
Michael Bay Light.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel he's a better director than Michael Bay, but he can make a movie look like a Michael Bay movie with no problem.
Okay. I.E. The Rundown.
Okay.
The movie Battleship. He directed Battleship. And I tell you, you would have thought Michael Bay directed that garbage.
Yep.
Well, anything with Rihanna.
Yeah, they did have Rihanna in it. So.
Exactly. Notice the only two movies that Rihanna was in did not.
What was the last movie he directed? I can't think of it, but it was. I don't think it did all that well. And then he did The Kingdom.
And of course,
I did like a Will Smith movie.
What Will Smith movie?
I think he did the one where Will Smith was being chased by the government because he had some evidence he didn't know he had.
Oh, Enemy of the State?
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
Was that a Peter Berg movie?
I think so.
I don't know about that one, sir. You might
I don't know for sure.
Jerry Bruckheimer did Enemy of the State.
No, Jerry Bruckheimer is not a director. He's a producer.
Well, that means if Jerry Bruckheimer produced it, you know Michael Bay was in it.
No, Michael Bay didn't direct the movie. Like, you can tell the movies that Peter Berg did because he also makes sure he sticks his face in the movie.
Like Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, if you can't get Michael Bay to blow up some things, Peter Berg will make it look just like a Michael Bay movie.
So, Double A, let me ask you before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Are you excited for your live action Aladdin movie on Labor Day, on Memorial Day weekend?
Excited, no.
Do you have your ticket purchased?
No, I do not.
You're not going to the fan event?
No.
Well, I'm hearing great things about that Godzilla movie. I mean, the reviews are starting to come in.
When does that come out?
End of the month.
It's going to be a busy movie season.
Does it come out before or after Aladdin?
Oh, after. A week after Aladdin.
Oh, the same weekend that X-Men bomb comes out.
No, X-Men come out a week after that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because it's 30 days in May. Gotcha. Double A, are you checking out Spider-Man Homecoming in July? On July the 2nd?
I don't know.
I mean, Far From Home?
I have no idea. I saw the trailer. Actually, we played a little bit of the trailer here on the air last week. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting how Mysterio turns out. Because people are going to be complaining about them not using more of Spider-Man's villains. So now we're finally getting like Mysterio.
I guess that means he's not
gonna,
that means he's not going to win at the pay-per-view on Sunday because he's got to go on a promotional tour.
Double A, I saw The Great Christmas Gift is coming out in August. There's going to be a gift under everybody. That's a Marvel fan tree. The Tony Stark Infinity Gauntlet comes out August 15th. And man.
Got a price on it?
It's $100.
Okay.
And I better have some serious power.
I mean, it's a full action glove gauntlet. I saw it on the internet. I already told my wife that's what I want.
You can put the real Infinity Gauntlet in your left hand and the Tony Stark one in your right hand.
Well, that one's coming later on this month. I got the Thanos one coming. So I'm going to have to be walking around bitch slapping people with each gauntlet hand and snapping with real gems. So I was thinking about getting a Black Panther helmet, but I was like, nah. That's a little too over the top.
You gotta get yourself a Green Ranger helmet first.
Now
if I was to get something from the Power Rangers era that I really want, I want a Sabretooth.
That's out there. That I think it costs $199.
$200.
Did one of the Power Rangers just die?
Yes, one of the ones from one of the newer seasons.
Mm-hmm. Now, have y'all seen that LaQuisha trailer yet?
No.
I saw it. And it
oh, my God.
That movie is very offensive.
Oh, Double A, you gotta look at it.
You get a kick. Double A get a kick out of it.
I'll have to take a look at it later when the internet is not going to drop out. So, what we're going to do here.
Basically, what it is.
Go ahead.
It's a white man that gets a radio job because he starts talking like a black woman.
And not just a stereotypical child?
Black woman.
Like, he's supposed to give good advice, so he tries to get a radio job. Which, this day and age, who gets a radio job? You can start a podcast. But anyway, he just told no. So he thinks, well, if I was a black woman, I'd get a job. So then he starts talking like he's supposedly black, giving advice.
And he chooses the name LaQuisha.
You know, we thought after Get Out and Black Panther that we was beyond that kind of
making progress
foolery.
And what makes it real bad though, like he chose the name the more the persona LaQuisha. If you'd have named it like Tracy or something like that, you know, it wouldn't have been that much uproar behind it. But when you deep down in the ghetto and come up with LaQuisha.
And he's showing when he's on the air, and this woman calls him. He's talking about, girl, I don't like your voice. I'm hanging up on you. Bye.
Doing all the gyrations and
you always say the right thing to just the right person. What's your secret?
I'm really just talking to myself. I don't charge for my advice.
Well, you should, because it was amazing. I saw this, and I thought of you. You will be a hit in no time.
Welcome to the Joe Show. I submitted myself to a radio station for my own show.
Well, congratulations.
They rejected me.
Well, congratulations then.
You weren't right for your own show?
Jason skipped it. We need to get the money for this school.
$13,000 a semester? Dashing me is their own show. If I was a black woman, I'd be perfect. She's brilliant.
I know. Get her in here.
The quick gonna be
the biggest thing in radio. But I still need my anonymity.
You nervous? It's not a crime. It's theater.
You live with LaQuisha. What's your problem?
Hi, LaQuisha. It's Bree.
Oh, I ain't talking to you, not the way you sound. Next caller.
You go, girl.
You just be good to her. If you good to yourself, you can be good to others. But don't be too good because the police will come around.
Where did you get this?
I got another job.
Doing what?
Consulting work. What the hell would you know about being a white guy anyway?
I know quite a bit.
LaQuisha is a real role model for every African-American woman on this planet.
Like the whole city has LaQuisha mania.
I am LaQuisha, officer.
What was that?
I think I might be a black woman trapped in a white man's body.
You need to talk to Lucretia. Just because she's a woman and a black person doesn't mean that she doesn't understand you.
Is this really happening?
I'm on a bridge above the river, and I'm gonna jump.
But thanks for calling. Enjoy your jump.
I gotta start listening to her.
Okay, well...
Don't that make you feel embarrassed for black people?
I think it's... Not only that, I think it's stupid. Like, it's just the premise of the movie.
It's like we're back to the 90s. Like, in the 90s, that would have came out. People wouldn't have been so upset.
I think then
it's an after they saw it.
Well, I wasn't upset over white chicks, okay?
Well, no. Don't bring up white chicks. No, I like white chicks in some high art
I
movie.
I get that.
You said white chick.
Anyways, listen. This just looks like somebody is doing this movie in their basement.
Yeah, the quality of the production is just like, it's like they just got a little 2-megapixel camera phone and filmed it.
But the name really is one thing to mock, you know, ghetto women, and then it's another to mock them and put the name on. Now, the name of the movie, like I said, was Tracy or Susan or something like that.
Let's see if some point in the movie he dresses up in blackface and put on a fat suit dress.
No, I don't think they're going to take it that far. Would I be surprised? No, but I don't think they're going to take it.
See, this is your boy Trump's fault. It's just putting it out there.
LaQuisha. Out of all names.
I've never met anybody with that name.
I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying.
Well, what was the name of Martin's the character that Martin
Shanae name,
okay. Anyways,
so the last thing that we'll
let you talk about, because we already talked about this. Your thoughts on Disney taking over Hulu?
Well, that came with them buying Fox. You know, once they bought Fox, they had Fox's share, so they had the majority ownership of Hulu.
Well, they took it over 100% now.
So they bought out everybody else?
They bought out everybody else.
Yep. And they're gonna change Hulu to what? To Disney Plus?
No. They're just going to continue to operate Hulu. And they've assumed operations of Hulu immediately, and the sale is set to finalize in a few years, but they've already assumed complete operations of Hulu.
So that means Comcast is out, right?
Comcast is out.
That's the thing. Everybody gonna have their little own streaming service, and then if you try to buy them all, you're paying just as much if you had cable. But I will be getting a Disney Plus.
We know you getting that.
Of course,
I got the DC network.
Oh, you mean the one that's streaming?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about everyone.
I got that, and I got Hulu.
Okay. Yeah, I got Hulu, Prime, and Netflix.
I got access to Prime and Netflix.
I have access to Prime, but I have Netflix.
Prime is awesome, yo.
I'm waiting on the boys to come on Prime. I saw the pilot for it. That's a fucked up show. It's about superheroes, but what if they was morally questionable? Like the head guy who runs this company, and they do it for the money. It's not like they doing it for heroics. like the company gets threatened by this congressman. And the congress, at the end of the show, the congressman is flying in a jet with his son, and the hero flies up and gives him a little salute, and then uses his ray beams, his eye beams, to blow the plane out the sky. And this is supposed to be a superhero.
And that's coming on Prime?
Yep. In June.
And Double A, what are your, before we get out of here, what are your thoughts about Mixish?
Oh.
So you got Blackish, Grownish, and now Mixish.
What is Mixish?
Pretty soon they're going to come out with a Spickish and a Chinkish. And they already have that.
Chinkish is really
fresh off the boat. It's fresh off the boat. Yeah.
Are you excited for the All in the Family Jefferson Live?
We talked about this. I don't know what to expect from there. If it's going to be present day or set in the 70s.
Will Ferrell is playing Tom.
That makes sense. He's playing Tom Willis.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
Who's playing Roxy Rose?
Who's playing?
The woman from Scandal.
Oh, Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington, yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
So, and we've got
And who's playing Lionel and Jenny again?
I forgot the names.
They could bring back.
They doing these shows live.
I forgot. Jenny is still alive, too, Tony.
Because they want a reaction.
They could bring back see. Jenny.
I think if they do good numbers,
they try to see if they can bring it back.
Yeah. It's a test.
I don't know. Well.
They're going to test it.
Of course, we're losing internet connection. The guys can't hear me. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out the show. So, for Tony C, for Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Coming up next, it's a rebroadcast of The Shining Wizards right here.
She getting that cake.
See, I was closing out the show because the internet went out again. I was saying they could just bring back Jenny because Jenny is still alive. Anyways, who's going to play, let's see, who can we... Yeah, I guess that's it. There's nobody. Who's gonna play Michael, Mike, and Gloria? We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. So, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Anyways, before the internet goes,
you know what? Double A. Before we go, I just want to say one more thing. Why don't we just bring back everything from the 90s? Reboot everything from the 90s. Give it a try.
Another family. You want to see another?
Try to get a check.
You want Family Matters to be rebooted, just so you can
Family Matters.
Just so you can hear Waldo say, "What do you mean, Willie?" Or
what are you gonna do now? Willie?
What are you gonna do now, Willie?
What's gonna do now,
what?
Dude?
What? Why don't they do
I mean,
the,
they're doing it anyway.
Why don't they do the Cosby Show, The Next Generation, where it's, what you call him, the father now?
Theo?
Yeah, Theo, and he has his own wife and kids.
Yeah.
It was because that
they're
show.
Bring it back.
That show is too sterile for today's day and age.
Well, but my thing you is can't add late. A little spice to it.
My whole point is, if they bring it back All in the Family and the Jeffersons for a one-night test, just give everybody everything a reboot from the 90s. I'm talking Melrose Place, NYPD Blue, CSI Miami.
Well, Dennis Franz will come back for that one.
So exactly. This works out. I guess they'll bring back Good Times next.
Exactly. Bring back Good Times for one night. See who will watch.
I guess Jane Lynch could play Maude. She's her height.
Exactly. I mean, give everything a chance to come back. Because they say once was bad can be good again.
How many shows that come back are successful?
Very little.
Very few, yeah.
I mean, okay, they brought back Dallas.
They brought back Dallas. They brought back Arsenio. They brought
And Arsenio was like, yeah, you know, when he, his first run, you know, he was probably the hottest late night guy on TV. But when he came back and he was doing the same stick, it was like, nah, man, we done moved on from it. But no, they brought back Dallas, and what made that work was JR was still a bastard. But once he died, this show went downhill.
In the heat of the night, one night only, just to see what people think about.
Who are you going to cast?
You know, Carl Weathers still alive. He was the chief when the show went off the air. Get somebody else to play Bill Gillespie and Tibbs, you good to go. See what I'm saying? They give everything a shot, man. Everything's coming back.
Maybe we'll have homework and we'll cast certain shows for a reboot.
Hell, Jamie Foxx getting ready to play George Jefferson, so you know what time it is.
Unbelievable.
Y'all better get with it.
All right, well, for Tony C., for Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Randa. If you're listening to us live, The Shining Wizards, in its entirety, will be broadcast next. And, of course, this program, in its entirety, minus the internet connections, will be rebroadcast as well. Have a good night, everybody.